Hi, it's Karen Webster for Payments.com, and I'm here today with Russell Gould, who is the Chief Operating Officer at Everline and EasyBob. Russell, thanks for joining me today.
My pleasure, Karen. Thanks for having me.
So Everline and EasyBob is an online financing company that focuses on providing capital to small and medium enterprises. There are a lot of such entities in the space. What makes you guys different?
Well, first of all, we are the biggest business e-lender in the UK at the present time, and we're growing by over 100% each year since we started in 2012. I think what makes us different is we're 100% automated, which is very different to all of our competitors.
Well, it's an interesting way to provide capital to businesses that are looking for it. What kind of businesses do you serve? Do you have a particular type of sector that you find seeks you out or that you seek out?
Not necessarily. We basically cater for all small businesses. They really need to have been operating for 12 months because we use their historic data, real-time data, in order to make a decision. So in the UK, there are typically three types of businesses: limited companies, limited liability partnerships, and sole traders, which are unincorporated, normally one-person businesses, and we support all three of those.
So you mentioned that what makes you different is it's an entirely automated process. So, I mean, obviously that eliminates friction on the part of the business that is looking to get easy access and a quick answer. What did you have to do on the back end of the business to make that possible?
Probably the best place to start is the traditional providers here would typically require you to fill in an application, which would probably take you about a week to get all the documentation together and submit it to them. It would then take their underwriters and their credit department another 2 weeks to make a decision, and then you'll be told what it's going to cost you and what the offer is. What we did is we took a different approach, and we had a look at all the data that was available that we could access. So we've connected to the e-commerce websites like eBay and Amazon and Alibaba. We've connected to the cloud-based accounting solutions like Xero and FreeAgent in the UK and SageOne. We've connected to the banks so that we can access transactional data. And we're using that as well as the typical FICO-type credit agency data to inform ourselves on the business's performance and make a real-time instant decision, which is almost self-learning. So we see how the business performs and then enhance our algorithms on an ongoing basis so that we can kind of keep ahead of the game.
You know, it's interesting. If I look at this type of business in the U.S., there are a number of interesting things that are starting to happen. There are a lot of partnerships between banks and the online lending players who are starting to find ways to work together and complement, you know, the capabilities that the online lenders provide with the distribution that the more traditional financial services companies provide. Is that something you've thought about, or is that a trend you see happening in the UK market?
Most definitely. I think we've structured our business in such a way that we kind of have three parts to it. One is the core lending business, which is all about supporting small businesses. One is about the platform and the technology itself, and one is about the BI, all the data that we glean from the businesses that we can use to help businesses. On the platform side, what we've been able to do is build a structure, a technology, a process, and an integration that allows us to make very effective and reasonably low-cost decisions. Typically, in the banking world, it would take around £2,500 worth of cost to underwrite a loan, whether it was £3,000 to £1 million. And we're able to do that for a fraction of the cost. So from a traditional lender perspective, we are exceptionally attractive because we will allow them to effectively underwrite at low cost and make those loans, which are currently unprofitable for them, profitable.
You know, I noticed that your company was founded in 2011, and a lot of the players that have come into the space have come into the space because of the financial crisis and the inability for small businesses to get access to capital. Was that a driver for your thinking about this business as well, or were there other things that came together that presented the opportunity to pursue this?
I think there are a number of factors. I think the financial crisis was possibly one of the levers kind of that drove us there. But I think in general, the lending market or the traditional lending market uses archaic systems, use archaic processes. And I think we all recognized that there was a huge opportunity to disrupt here. And effectively, that's what we set out to do. And, you know, we've kind of taken a process that takes anywhere from 4 to 8 weeks, and we're now doing it within, you know, less than 60 minutes. So, and we still think that's too slow. So the opportunity is still massive.
Wow. So how is the regulatory environment in the UK around this particular type of innovation and disruption? What do the regulators think of this?
So there's two parts to the way this is regulated. One is for the sole trader, so the single person unincorporated business, the regulated regime is very tough because it almost treats that business as an individual. So we've got to comply with all the, you know, individual-based lending guidelines and rules. For limited companies and limited liability partnerships, it's a lot less relaxed in the fact that the people running those businesses are making informed decisions about their business on a day-to-day basis. So you would expect them to understand financial propositions and loans and the such. But we try to operate across the regulated framework across everything that we do.
What has the demand been like on the part of small businesses in seeking you out? How has that changed over the last couple of years in terms of demand and type of business that is looking to you as source of capital? Are these players that didn't ever go to a bank because they knew they wouldn't get funding from a bank, or are these players that have previously gotten financing from a bank, but now just find your platform to be that much more attractive and easier to access, or both?
It's possibly a little bit of both, but definitely the latter. We don't operate in the subprime market. We're very, very much mainstream. All of the businesses that we lend to have or can get funding from the banks. They just choose us because we're more convenient. And if you think about the time saving that a small business will get, where there's maybe you know, 2 or 5 directors in that business, for one of them or two of them to spend a week preparing documentation, whereas with us it's, you know, a matter of minutes, that amount of savings is worth a lot to a small business. As far as growth goes, I think in the UK in particular, there's 5 banks that pretty much cover or provide 90% of the business funding. And the alternative sector is very much at its infancy. And I think as more and more small businesses become aware of the products that we offer, the services that we offer, and our style of operating and the convenience, the more people are switching to this kind of product.
So you mentioned the 3 components of your platform, the core lending piece of it, the platform technology, and the data, the business intelligence. If you look out over the rest of the year, 2015, and maybe a little bit into 2016, what's your roadmap? Where do you see evolving the business?
Across all 3, I think we Everline and EasyBob joined in February. So our primary goal at the moment is to merge those 2 businesses together. So we have 1 operating platform, 1 team, 1 structure. And so it's very much the next 2 or 3 months is all about getting the foundations right and kind of creating that strong base that we can work off. It is then very much about growth, about amplifying what we do and reaching more and more small businesses. Naturally, we're also talking to a lot of the traditional providers about our platform and how we might be able to support them. We've already done a deal with Alibaba, where we provide trade finance to UK-based small businesses buying products through the Alibaba website. And we're talking to a number of different providers about those style arrangements, which we think will be very exciting for us going forward.
Russell, it was really a great opportunity for me to get to learn about the business. I really appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.